Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast. I'm Pat Iyer, the host of this show. I started Legal Nurse Podcast in September of 2016 as a way to connect with legal nurse consultants, and that has been successful. We have listeners in over 105 countries around the world, and I'm excited to be able to bring you tips and knowledge about this specialized field. I would love to have your comments on the show, or compliments, or suggestions. Please go to podcast.legalnursebusiness.com and look for a red button on the homepage where you can leave a message for me and share your comments. In this series of podcasts coming up next, I will be spending some time focusing on a skilled role for legal nurse consultants, that is, of being an expert witness. Arlene Klopatsky, who is a nurse attorney, and I have put together a course called Expert Witness Mastery for Nurses. It is beginning in the first week of May and will run for 4 weeks in May on Tuesday nights. And Arlene and I will be teaching you the skills that help you expand an expert witness practice. We're going to be giving you 4 live sessions that will include opportunities for interaction and to gain a deeper understanding of how to be a successful expert witness. This course is based in part on a book that I released this spring, 2024, called How to Be a Successful Nursing Expert Witness, Second Edition. Be sure to go to the link below this video, which is lnc.tips/expert-witness-course. You will receive the tips that you need to feel comfortable in this role and expand your caseload. If you see this video after the course has run, we will have the recordings that you'll be able to watch at your convenience. Now let's get on to the show. Hi, I am Pat Iyer, and this is Legal Nurse Podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you in a solo episode some tips about how you as an expert witness can get more cases. This is a question that I am often asked by people who find that they enjoy doing this work and they want more of it. First of all, look for opportunities to give presentations to professional nursing associations, to groups of legal nurse consultants, and to groups of attorneys. Each of them have a different purpose. The first, to establish your credibility when you are on the agenda for a nursing association or professional organization group. For other legal nurse consultants, it spreads your knowledge, and it gives you an opportunity for people to get to know you. And when you teach for attorneys, you are presenting your information and your authority in building your credibility. The second technique is to be active on social media. More business is obtained in LinkedIn than in Facebook. Post useful information on social media, not self-promotional. Hire me. I can help you. I'm a legal nurse consultant. Attorneys want useful information that they can use in helping them evaluate their cases. Give them a bit of a blog that you have written and take them back to your website to read the rest and to connect with you. And that's the third technique, is to have a website that gives people more than just the 4 standard pages of your homepage, your services page, your please stay in touch with me, and about me. A blog gives you an opportunity to showcase your knowledge so that you can share what you know and attract attorneys to you. Always be aware when you write blogs that anything that you write can and will be scrutinized by opposing counsel. Be careful not to box yourself into a corner by taking firm, non-negotiated positions unless they are warranted. If you do defense work, and you have a blog that comes out as very heavily pro-plaintiff with strong language, you might be asked when you're on a defense case if you still believe that. Keep that in mind when you are writing blogs as to how you are framing information and opinions. Information is far safer. Like, what are the risk factors for falls? Might be a good blog to write if you're working in a med-surg environment, if you are a med-surg expert or a critical care or ER expert, or falls can occur in many settings. But if you say it is always a deviation of care when the nurse does dot, 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 that's the kind of statement to look at carefully to understand that it might come back in the future and you might be asked about it. When you are building your website, give the attorney visitor an opportunity to hand you his or her email address and name so that you can stay in touch with that person. Provide some type of a special report, something that will encourage that person to download something, and then you can stay in touch by sending periodic emails to the person who has signed up for your list. Ask your colleagues for referrals. That's another technique that can be quite useful. When you ask for referrals, you can ask your current clients. Remind them of the great job that you did helping them with the case. Ask them who are one or two people they know who would be a candidate to work with you and enjoy your expertise and your services. Ask that person to make an active introduction by picking up the phone or sending an email. Then make the contact to that candidate, to that prospect. Loop back to the person after you've done that and give them an update on what happened with that referral. Another technique for getting more cases as an expert witness, this is number six, is do a great job on the cases that you perform services on. Make sure that the attorney is satisfied with a report that you wrote or you're testifying. Ask for feedback. Keep a very open, non-defensive mind when you ask for feedback and learn from the feedback. If there's something the attorney has said, the next time it would be helpful if you did X. It is sometimes intimidating to ask for feedback because we all want to hear, that was fabulous. But you learn more from when an attorney says, that was great. There was this one area where we had some challenges, and here's what I would suggest that you do differently. Remain clinically active, if at all possible. That is a way that you can stay current. You are credible, you build your authority. And when the attorney on the other side says, well, when was the last time that you took care of a patient? You can say, last weekend. That takes away all of the thunder from an attack on whether you are currently taking care of patients. Network with your colleagues, network with expert witnesses. Ask them about attorneys they have worked with, network with other legal nurse consultants, network with your clients, ask them about other attorneys who handle the kinds of cases that you shine in. Be sure that people know that you're looking to take on more work. And then the ninth point, the final point, is to refer out cases that you are not comfortable reviewing. You are not an expert in everything, nor should you want to be or try to be. If you take a case on and you're on shaky ground, you're not really an expert, but it's so tempting. Don't do it. You will find that that shaky ground will move under you and make it harder for you as an expert to be able to be firm in opinions and to be credible and to demonstrate your authority. pass that case on to a colleague who is better prepared to address that. Your client will thank you, the other expert will thank you, and just maybe a case may come back to you from them. Coming up on Legal Nurse Podcast, you're going to have an opportunity to get some tips from me on how you, as an expert witness, can get more cases. There are 9 tips that I'm going to be sharing in this podcast that will help you focus in on what can you be doing to build your authority and credibility and spread the word about the expert witness services you provide. Stay tuned, coming up next on Legal Nurse Podcast. Coming up next, you'll have an opportunity to get a taste of some of the complexities associated with credentialing, recredentialing, and privileging in the healthcare system as a means to attempt to control the quality of care that's being delivered by looking at the qualifications of the practitioners who want to get on staff or stay on staff. I have with me Vipul Kela, who is an emergency department physician, expert witness, and somebody who is deeply knowledgeable about the credentialing process. What were some of the things that we covered in your podcast?
Credentialing is a highly complex process. There's multiple areas, multiple layers that the average practitioner does not know that hospitals and credentialing bodies need to look at when granting credentials. What we're seeing now with during COVID and beyond is that the process has become even more complex because you're looking at providers getting credentialed in multiple facilities. They may have licensure in multiple states, and there may even be new specialties that are forming. So if you look at it from a credentialer standpoint, the amount of data that they have to now deal with has become increasing, growing exponentially. That makes their job even harder. What's called for in the market now are new solutions in digital health, AI, blockchain, that could potentially address this problem. It could add a lot of efficiency, decrease the administrative burden, add a lot of security, and lower costs for the credentialers. So that's an area of a lot of innovation, and I think an area that we'll see a huge improvement in some of these technologies for hospitals and credentialers in the future.
So some of the things that we touched on, including the credentialing and the recredentialing, was also the role of the National Practitioner Data Bank, a unique institution that was formed to try to prevent physicians in particular from picking up stakes and moving out of the area and leaving nobody in the future any understanding about what they had gone through. And you brought up some fascinating things about the use of AI and how that can be part of the credentialing process and some of the challenges of being objective when a colleague, a good friend, wants to be recredentialed and yet has a series of problems or poor outcomes in their background. But there's a lot of pressure on the hospital to keep them on staff. So be sure to come back to Legal Nurse Podcast and hear Dr. Kayla's take on this as he talks about the credentialing process in healthcare. We'll see you then. Thank you for watching this episode of Legal Nurse Podcast. Be sure to go to the link below this video, which is lnc.tips/expert-witness-course. You'll get the information that you need to sign up for our live expert witness course, taking place during the month of May 2024, every week for 4 weeks in the evening in Eastern Time to get the skills, the knowledge, the support that you need to expand your practice as a nursing expert witness. I would love to see you in the course.